As the Redskins faced mounting pressure about their name earlier in the year, they appeared to get a vote of confidence from an American Inuit chief.
It's actually a term of endearment that we would refer to each other as. When we're on the reservation, we'd call each other, hey, what's up, Redskin?
That is Chief Dotson, as he's called. He appeared on the show Redskins Nation, but it turns out he may not be who he claimed to be. Joining us live now, Dave McKenna of the website Deadspin. Dave, good to have you with us this morning. You dug into some of these claims made by Chief Dotson. What'd you find?
Well, I mean, when I saw the show, well, thanks for having me on, first of all. When I saw the following that issue, and when I saw the show, I just he didn't ring true to me. He seemed like a real nice guy, but everything he said about powwows and on the reservation, and I was thinking he's living in Landover, Maryland, so what's that about? So I just started looking into it, and everything I looked proved that, yeah, you know, it's not what he's cracked up to be. And it's also kind of, I mean, it made me a giggle to find out how it made that the Skins were so eager to get somebody of color to back their side of this whole naming thing, that they would throw anybody on with a title.
So you, Dave, found out that he is not in fact a chief.
Cool. Yeah, I mean he's not a chief that anyone. He's the only guy who would call himself chief.
And the Redskins weren't the only ones who fell for it. The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, also referenced Dotson.
Absolutely. I mean, isn't it bizarre that nobody checked this out? I mean, it shows how marginalized, I guess, the Native American population is. That, like, couldn't somebody have checked this out? I mean, I'm, you know, just sitting at home, and I found everything. I didn't find anything that wasn't available online. You know, so it's sad that the NFL would exploit him like that. They even spelled his name wrong. The NFL, it makes the whole operation, both the Redskins and NFL PR operations, look pretty shoddy.
Now, it does sound like it may be a PR blunder, but how badly do you think this hurts the Redskins' assertion that their name isn't offensive, given that recent polls from the Washington Post and the Associated Press show that many Washingtonians and a vast majority of Americans want the team to keep the name?
Well, I mean, I think the Washington Post polls, I think you could twist things any way you want. I believe, the way I looked at it, I think the Post said that a huge percent of Washingtonians think that the name is offensive, and a huger percentage or a similar percentage want the name to stay. So, I mean, I believe, you know, I'm from here. I've rooted for the Redskins. I've worn Redskins paraphernalia my whole life. Yet the more this is talked about, the harder it is to look at it without kind of cringing. I mean, and you look at the original. I mean, it is an offensive word. I mean, to say it isn't is wrong. To say that it has some kind of other meaning. What's the other meaning? What is the other meaning? And then you look at the original fight song from 1937, and it had a verse. I put that in the story, and here it is. Scalp 'em, swamp 'em, we will take 'em, big score. Read 'em, weep 'em, touchdown, we want heap more. I mean, Paula Deen would cringe when she heard that. It's just offensive. There's not two sides to this. Whether or not it should be changed is another story. To say it's not offensive is just, it's stupid at this point.
All right, Dave. We appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Dave McKenna of Deadspin.
Let's get to money news now. Tucker Eccles from the Washington Business Journal.
Well, Mark, we're still losing ground, but oddly enough, we are trimming our losses, and the Dow is down just 42 points at the moment. That's a 0.25% decline to 14,982, so we are creeping our way back to 15,000. The S&P 500 losing 3. The NASDAQ Composite already positive. It's a 3-point gain. Shares of tech consulting giant Accenture, though, still down 14%, the loss, the biggest decline in 4 years. Accenture warns that